Welcome back to Show Me What You Got. James Toohey, our exceptional territory young champion, has a very big decision to make on his next move in life because he has so many options to pick from as top U.S. colleges and basketball clubs down south are fast on his heels of this next best star. He will be telling us what's on his mind and how he copes with it all. James Toohey, what's going on, bro?
Not much. How you doing, Diola?
Yeah, not bad, man. Thank you for stopping in, man.
Oh, thank you for having me. Yeah, appreciate
man.
It.
Anytime, bro. Now, you're the golden boy of the NT. The golden child, man. What's been going on with you?
At the moment, I'm just trying to figure out all my school. So, finish off year 12, get prepared for college, really. I just finished my SAT in Melbourne, so the college test that you have to take.
Yeah.
And yeah, just training, working out.
Amazing.
Getting ready to go to Melbourne.
Yeah.
In a couple of months to go play with Eltham Wildcats.
Yeah. Amazing. You're the man, boy. It's been a very long and promising journey for you, you know, but rewarding now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
talk us through that experience.
So, started off as a junior playing with Ansett,
yeah,
all through my juniors, all the way up until under 16s, and then I went down to Melbourne to live for a year,
yeah,
in year 9.
Yeah, I do
school.
Remember that time. Yep.
Sadly, I had to come back here due to knee operations. But yeah, then I transferred over to Essington.
Yeah,
played with the Cannons, still with them.
Yeah,
and yeah, just getting ready to go to college.
Now, you just talked about the Cannons. You know, you've shown remarkable improvement over the past year. You know, you were Junior League MVP. You averaged almost 30 points a game against men in the men's league. You know, man, tell us how that came about.
I guess just all the hard work over the years kind of like just starting to fall into place, starting to come together.
Mm.
And yeah, it's been amazing.
Are you just getting started?
Yeah.
The sky's the limit, huh? That's gonna be great. Now, you were part of the NBA top 50 camp.
Yep.
Last year.
Yeah.
You know, how did it feel to get called up to that? What was the experience?
That was a pretty unreal experience for me.
Mm.
Getting to play against some of the best athletes in the world.
Absolutely.
Not just Australia.
Yeah.
Getting to compete at the highest level. It was awesome.
Mm.
Great experience for someone like, especially someone like me coming from a small place.
Yeah.
Like, not many people get to go out and experience these sort of things. So
that's amazing. And now you've been also part of the Australian Institute of Sports program, you know, with Darren Smith and all of that. What's your relationship with that program?
So Darren Smith is almost like a sort of like my manager, I'd say.
Gotcha.
Like, he is sort of organizing everything, putting everything together for college. So he sends all my footage out, all my school stuff, so my grades, and puts all that together. He's currently trying to find the best fit for me.
Yeah.
To start my university career.
And you've had, about 7 offers or maybe even more than that?
Yeah, so I think at the moment there's, about 7 offers.
Whoa, come on, spill the bean, bro. Let us know, man. Let us know those schools coming after you, man.
So the schools that are showing a lot of interest are schools at the NAIA level.
Okay.
So Culver Stockton College, which is in Indiana.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Kansas. Then there's Bethel College, which is
Bethel
in Indiana.
Bethel is a good school, yep.
Yeah. There's Oregon Tech.
Mm. Oregon
Tech.
So,
all the way out.
My man James in the building. This man about to be a standout college star, bro.
And, there's a couple more. I just can't quite remember the names.
Yeah.
But,
have you made a pick yet?
Not really. I'm still kind of just trying to figure out what I want to do to study.
Okay.
But it's all in a process at the moment. So,
man, that's amazing, bro.
Yeah.
It's just been so amazing to have at least been a little part of your journey and just see all this come together right now. And of course, you have an opportunity to be with Wildcats. Eltham Wildcats right now in Melbourne. You know, and they have a program for junior athletes like yourself. You know, are you looking forward to that? And have you made up your mind on what you want to do, your next step?
Sort of. So in the next couple of months, I'll move down to Melbourne. So they've offered me a spot on their youth league men's team.
Amazing.
To go and play down there as well as train with their NBL 1 team.
Whoa.
So yeah, that's a pretty big step up for me. Quite excited.
Mm.
But just to build a foundation for the club, and so I have a place to come back to when I'm back from the States.
Absolutely.
Which will, hopefully lead on and into bigger and better things.
Of course it will. And that's a really good bridge to build right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
for
and,
sure.
And I mean, they say if you aim for the stars, you know, if you don't get them, you land on the clouds, you know. So that's a pretty good cloud to land on.
Yeah,
hopefully
for sure.
We'll see you at a higher level than that, or maybe the NBL, you know, or something similar to that. You know, that's exciting, man. And in the next few months while you're still here, are you going to be slugging it out on court? Will you be suiting up for any side?
I mean, I'd like to, but I mean, school's priority at the moment, so.
Yeah.
Just depends. We'll play it by ear.
Absolutely. That's cool. And right now you're in year 12. You just talked about your schooling and all that. And you have all this, you know, incredible programs around you. You got to train. You got to go to school. You got to play sometimes. You know, how do you juggle all that?
I mean, it's tough. Like, especially for me, organization is key.
Absolutely.
Although for me, it's been a struggle.
Yeah.
Stay organized. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
But, just trying to keep it all together.
Sure. It's a good learning ground for you, because in college, you know, you're going to be training twice a day plus school and you got to keep your grades up, you know. So that's definitely going to be a good, you know, foundation for you to get ready to that level.
You know?
Thank you so much, James. You know, we'll definitely try and catch up with you again before you leave town.
Definitely.
All right.
Appreciate
and just see what much and follow your progress, of course, throughout your journey. But before we let you go, any last words for young kids or young ones out there who want to take up the sport and be like James?
I mean, just keep chasing your dreams.
Yeah.
I mean, the sky is the limit, as you said before, and I'm sure if you work hard enough, you put in all the right work, you'll get there.
Definitely, definitely.
You just got to believe and, stay 100% positive.
Yeah, put in the right work and stay positive. Beautiful words from James Tui right there. Thanks, JT. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
I appreciate that, Diola. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man, I will definitely follow your progress and have you back on sometime soon. Great words from James Tui, a very dedicated young man with an incredible work ethic. We will be sure to follow up on his progress. Coming up next, Christy Jenkins, an incredible young woman who has been the best in three sports in Australia. She is a remarkable world-renowned athlete in CrossFit, trampoline, and beach volleyball. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Show Me What You Got.